It's so intriguing. Hashem tells Moshe at the beginning of Parsha Shmos the game plan. I think nowadays you call it a roadmap for dealing with the Middle East. This was the first Middle East crisis. How to get the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. And you're going to tell them this, and I'm going to do this to the Mitzrayim. And Vayan Moshe, beginning Perek Dalet, Vayomer Vehein Lo Yaminu Li, Lo Yishmu Bekoli, they won't believe me, they won't listen to me, they're not going to follow my direction. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I'll show them a few tricks. First of all, what's in your hand? Take the staff, the stick, throw it to the ground. This is one of the best tricks. And turn it into a snake. And then you pick it up and turn it back into a staff, into a stick. And then I'll show you a second trick. You put your hand in your chest and it's going to turn into tzaras. Then it'll turn back. And then Pasuches concludes this, the beginning part of the narration. If they don't believe you from the first trick, they'll believe you from the second trick. And there's more. Well, one is welcome to continue. There's more action. Pasuk Tes and further. But we just stop on Pasuk. It's so intriguing, this whole Parsha. There are so many different sugyas that one could look into. Probably 100 shmuzim here. You just try and picture the scene. And this is what got me to be thinking. So, if they don't believe the first os, they don't believe the second os. So I was just intrigued. So, okay, this second os must be really powerful. So what was the first os? What was the second os? Okay, the first os, you turn your stick into a snake. It sounds like a good trick. Then you turn your hand into taras. So I started looking around in the farshim. And you take a look at the Chizkuni, Ve'aminu l'kolos achron, and the Chizkuni says, Ki mi yochol lirapo neged tzaras. How's it possible to, who can heal a affliction of leprosy, or whatever tzaras is? Rak Kodesh Baruch Hu. Only a Kodesh Baruch Hu that. Ve'yiru kanshis shetirafe. And they'll see that his hand got healed. So, oh wow, that must be it. That was the first os. Yeah, what'd you do? You turn a stick into a snake. Yeah. Anyone could do that. You go ahead, you turn, and you heal. Tzaras. Ooh. That is mi yochol lirpo neged tzaras. Rak Kodesh Baruch Hu. That was mashma, the first part. Anyone could do. Right? Other people could turn a stick into a snake. That's like an amateur trick. You turn your hand into taras. This is for sure HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can go weiter because there's a third. I'm not getting involved with the third one. You know, if they don't believe the first two. It's like you see a lot of possible non-believers. We're not getting into the third. Okay, look at the Sephorno. It's much more difficult than the laws of nature to heal tzaras, which is so strong like snow. It's like death to that organ asher hibo, which it afflicts. It's like mavis. It's like death without any question, that organ's done. It's like when I called Avram Lezer Friedman once to my office. The computer wasn't working right. He walks into my office, didn't even get in, if you know my office. He opens the door. He looks from there to the computer and goes, "You need a new computer." So I said, "You need a new computer? You're supposed to come in. You're a computer guy. You come in, you should get down on your back. You know, like a car mechanic. I want you to get down under my car, take out a few screws, tinker around, play with some wires, and then you tell me you need a new computer." Just from the door, they could look and say, "I need a new computer." So I was expecting some more elbow grease put into that. So, no, you need a new computer. So that's the way it is. When that screen shows what that showed, you need a new computer. So that's what he's saying. This is, by the way, Friedman, just to make me feel better, got down on his back and plugged around. And then he got up 20 seconds later and said, "You need a new computer." That was just for me. But here, if Taras goes on an Aver, you're done. Whatever Aver that is Beli Suffolk. It's like Mavis for that Aver, Beli Suffolk. Done. So it sounds like the Chizkuni and Sepharno, I would assume I'll learn the same thing. So I'm assuming Chizkuni and Sepharno are learning the same shot that the second, and also it also makes sense if you're following the story. If you don't believe the first act, then you believe the second act. So you have to come up with a mahalach why the second one is better than the first one. And they're both saying, al pi teva, derech hateva, many people could turn a stick into a snake, but no one could turn a tzaras into not tzaras. That's going away from beli suffik mavis. Then comes Rashi. So Rashi says, "V'minu l'kol osachron, misha tomer lehem." When it'll be told to them, "Bishvilchem lakisi," because of you, Klal Yisrael. Okay, when Moshe tells them, when it'll be told to them, when you tell them, I know the diktuk. When it will be told to them, or when you will tell them, "Bishvilchem lakisi." Because of you, Klal Yisrael, I was punished. Al-Shasiparti Aleichem Lashon Hara. That I spoke about you, Lashon Hara. After all, Moshe said, V'hein lo yaminu bi. Lo yishma l'koli. Moshe Benu said Lashon Hara about them, that they won't listen to me, they won't believe me. So yaminu l'cha, then they'll believe you. Shekvar lomdu b'kach, they already learned this concept. Shamizdavgin l'hara lehem, people that want to strategize to hurt them, lo kim benagam, they get smitten, punished with these types of afflictions, with charas, kigon paro, avimelech, bishvil sara, like paro and avimelech, cause of sara, they got charas. So when Moshe says he got charas because of them, they'll say, oh yeah, that fits into the pattern. Everyone always gets punished for Klal Yisrael, for Jewish people. Paro got punished with Taras, Abimelech got punished with Taras, and when Moshe tells them, because of you I got punished, it's going to make sense. So then they're going to believe me. So after you do the research and you see the Chizkuni and the Sepharno, why didn't Rashi say that pshat? I don't know why. First, I see Rashi's not saying that pshat, because he doesn't need, where do you get this whole thing with the Lashon Hara? So I was going to say a pshat, but I was going to say it without the Sif Sechamim. But then I found the Sif Sechamim. Sif Sechamim says on that Os Tzadi, Dim Lo Kein, my Ume De Os Ha'achra Me'os Rishon. You have to say this pshat, because otherwise, what greater Os is the second pshat over the first pshat? That's pretty fascinating. So he straight up argues on the Chizkuni and the Sepharno that the second is not better than the first. Which brings me to my kasha, is that if you were trying to teach a trick, you want to do a magic trick, everyone knows you save the best trick for the grand finale, the better trick is at the end. Okay, I would have thought that the greatest trick is to turn a stick into a snake. Okay, Chizkuni and Sepharno argue, but look, I think Rashi agrees that Okay, he only says that the second one's not greater than the first one, but I would say even that the first one is better. If the second one's not greater than the first one, I assume the first one's better than the second one. Okay, I don't know if you have to say that even. But why would the kasha is, why would they believe the second one over the first one? So it was basically the same kasha. What are you doing the second one for? Do it in reverse order. Maybe the first one is better. I don't know. But the fact the kasha is on the order. If they're the same, so what's the pshat if they don't believe the first one, they'll believe the second one's the same. Ella, it's a better kasha is, why did they do, you know, you're saying, why, Rashi's trying to answer the kasha, why would you believe the second one over the first one? If they don't believe the first one, they won't believe the second one. So maybe do the second one first, and the first one second. Maybe on that you could say, they don't believe the first one, will believe the second one. I don't know. Either way you look at it, what's pshat in the second one? What's pshat? Why will they believe the second one over the first one? Regardless of whether the first two are the same or they're in the reverse order, it's hard to know what Rashi meant. I am my own, you're welcome to argue with me, because I don't think it affects the shmooze. But I on my own, not worth too much, on my own I thought the first one was better than the second one, until I saw the Chizkuni and Sforno. We want to minimize the machlokas with Rashi, but that's what I thought, the first one was better than the second one, so it's the wrong order. So, but in the Iker is the Pshat in Rashi, Mishil Akisi, Mishil Tomer Lehem, when you'll tell them, Bishvilchem Lakisi, Ashi Sipartem Aleichem Lashon Hara. When Klai Yisrael will find out that I spoke Lashon Hara about you, that means that for all practical purposes, the first legabi, the laws of nature, the first one was better. Possibly. It could be even the first one was better. What's changing the laws of nature? Could be. But there are still skeptics, and they still won't believe it. They're still not ready to be Maimon. Maimon, after being Sheba and Mitzrayim, 210 years, they were on the 49th level of Tumah. So they have strayed a very far distance, a lot of assimilation, other than a few things, Loshinu es Shemam. You know, it sounds like it was, and that's chus, but it doesn't say too much about, they didn't say that they kept all the mitzvahs. They didn't change their name, their haircuts, and their, okay, it wasn't too much. 49th level of Tumah was pretty bad. So they're not ready to be Maimon on the Yad Hashem is going to now show the Hashgacha Pratis and take them out of Mitzrayim. So what's going to get them to believe and to trust Moshe Rabbeinu as the Shliach Hashem? When they hear that Moshe Rabbeinu was afflicted with Lashon Hara because of what he said about them. In other words, then they're going to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about them, he loves them. That somebody who said something about them negatively is being punished. Someone criticized them, someone dared judge them to say they won't believe me. That was Lashon Hara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so to speak, taking revenge against someone who spoke Lashon Hara against my Klai Yisrael. And one could even understand why somebody might think they wouldn't listen. They had gone so far astray. And this is Moshe Rabbeinu, who was on the he was on the Madrega of a Navi. He was speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Panim El Panim. He was on a very high Madrega. And Moshe Rabbeinu, we know from all the other Shmuzim that are not being said today, Vayar B'Sivlosam, what got Moshe Rabbeinu to this casting? Because he had such a love for Klai Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu had such a love for Klai Yisrael and understood where they're at, practically said, you know, what happens? Efsher, would it be possible that the Rebbe is making a mistake? Is it possible that they won't believe me? What he said, that they mean they won't believe me? What will I do? He was asking a question, what will I do? And yet still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has such a love for Klai Yisrael and understands the potential, the true potential of Klai Yisrael, that they're not, why are you saying that? They're going to comply. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so in love with Klal Yisrael that he's punishing their great leader, Moshe Rabbeinu. Ah, that's overpowering. It's overpowering. This is a great, great, great practical shmooze. I love this idea. By the way, I heard this many, many years ago. I think I was in New Haven. I think Rabbi Kamen said something like this. I never saw this of Sichamim, so I never said the shmooze. I think I once said it, but I thought it was, I didn't know there was any marmukka behind it. I thought it was like a vart. We don't say varts for shmooze. Then I said that I found the Sif Sechamim, so it could be that the Sif Sechamim was part of the original shmooze, but give Rabbi Kamen a little credit, Rabbi Sharfman's father-in-law, but the rest of it, I take full blame or credit. But it's just very practical, because here you could try many different approaches to be makariv somebody, so many different approaches, and you could mamish perform the greatest act, the greatest change of the laws of nature, and the person who you're trying to makarev does not makabel anything. Do you see the nes goli that just happened? There's so many nisim that took place. I think there are a lot of things that did. You know, when the Six-Day War, they created a lot of, it did create kiruv, but there are many people, it was not, did not take kiruv. You know, this Pesach Kron has this story. This taxi driver said, "You won't believe what happened to my friend Yigal. What happened? We were going camping, and we were getting ready to go. He was in one area, and a boa constrictor came and surrounded him, and it was moving up for the kill. And you know, we were a bunch of teenage Israelis. We had no emunah. We weren't religious at all. And we said, 'Yigal, this is it. Say Shema Yisrael.' So Yigal said, closed his eyes. He said, maybe for the first time in his life, 'Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad.' And as soon as he said Echad, the boa constrictor went down and went away. And Yigal, from there, went to the Kotel. He met someone, and he's studying and learning in Kol. So the Pesach Kron has a story. It's a remarkable story. So the Rav, who's writing this story, B'Shem, so what about you? You know, he wasn't wearing yarmulke, obviously. What happened to you? He says, "The next didn't happen to me. Happened to Yigal. It happened to me." So, you know, people see Nisim Gluyim all the time. And yeah, it's a great nace. And Tebi, I don't know, seemed like a nace to me. That story, a lot of people, you know, it didn't happen to me. I wasn't at Entebbe, and even people at Entebbe, I don't know, to find out. But what is the ingredient that works when the person feels that love? That somehow goes through, even though it doesn't address any of the issues. So he sees, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves them, but they don't believe. So how does that happen? It's not intellectual. It's emotional. All the intellectual kashas are still there. Yet when the person feels the love, that the love from the Rebbe, that somehow overpowers all the tainas and all the kashas that they have. Just, you see that Klal Yisrael over here, they're not going to believe the greatest nes in the history of mankind. Could be the greatest law, the greatest change of nature, change of the laws of nature, happened over here with the first one. And yet the second one, the reason why it's even better than the laws of nature, because it brings out the love that Kadosh Baruch Hu has for them. Ah, that melt their heart. And then they're going to be mamin. in Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's a chizik for us dealing with people that we want to be makarev, could be our in the future, our children, talmidim, whatever case may be, just telling the person how much you care for them, how much people care for them, or bringing out, you know, the love that the parents may have also could help. When a Talmud feels that, that could be more overpowering than everything else put together.